From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here. Rob Center, fabulous producer, taking good care of us all morning long. We very, very much appreciate that. And Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. Just one school district impacted to the point of a delay today. Midwest School District's on a two-hour delay. In the studio with us now, Lynn Pearson is here, the Assistant Director for Community Service at Bucknell University. Welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in again.
Excited to be here.
I do appreciate it. I think this is an exciting time. I try to get up to Empty Bowls whenever I can, so we're going to find out where and when and set the scene today. And Kyle Bray is back. The only person who ever comes in should be reversed and hosting with that voice.
Hey, Mark. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Don't you love those pipes, as they say? He's the Assistant Director for Service Learning at Bucknell University. He's really helping the university move forward and helping students. They're both really helping the fact that addressing hunger is an important topic be brought up on campus and by students. The students end up with a mindset that they're part of the solution, and the university's all in. It just seems really clear. So I'm glad that they are here today. Well, first and foremost, we want to talk in this segment about the Empty Bowls fundraiser. So explain precisely what it is and when it is.
Sure. Empty Bowls is an annual event we do at Bucknell as a fundraiser for Community Harvest. Community Harvest is a weekly hot meal program we do in Milton that's open to everybody. So as it's an ongoing program, we do need to do some fundraisers. So we are always excited to pair up to do Empty Bowls. So Empty Bowls is an event that you can come, and it's also an awareness event about hunger in our area and how it affects women, because this is also the time of year we are celebrating International Women's Day. So for $10, you get a bowl that's made on campus in our 7th Street studio, some soup and bread, and you can keep the bowl. And the bowl is a reminder that there's folks in our area that have empty bowls. They don't have enough food to feed themselves. So we're very excited this year. Typically, we only had ceramic bowls, but this year our colleagues in 7th Street Studio are super creative. They were also making bowls on the 3D printer and also the laser cutter and some tiles and some other things. So there will be a lot of new options this year.
But all functional and usable.
Yes, absolutely. You don't have to eat your soup out of the bowl you select. We will have some other ones. But yes, very functional. A lot of folks use them for holiday gifts and to decorate their office and other fun things like that.
All right. Yeah, I remember when I went there, I didn't eat my soup out of the bowl because some of it was glazed and some wasn't, and it had sparklies. And I thought, well, this just... This looks like a decorative bowl for the home,
sure.
not so much for a meal. But most are intended for meals and are ready for that, and they've been washed, and they're good to go. Okay, so that's the Empty Bowl, March 7th. That's a Thursday, and a couple of times, 11:30 in the morning to 2 o'clock, and then again, 4 p.m. to 7:30, and always at the Bucknell campus, because that's where everything seems to happen.
It's not a formal program, so people can come and go during those time slots. So you can come with your family, your friends, things of that nature. The tickets are $10, and they're for sale at the Bucknell box office right now, but you can also purchase tickets with cash or check at the event itself.
All right. Briefly, how big's the hunger problem around here?
It is very large. A lot of folks aren't really aware of it. In Union County, there is upwards of 6,000 plus people that are food insecure, and in Northumberland, it's 12,000 or more. So I think we all see kind of the shiny market streets and the lovely businesses that are in our area, but because it's rural, there's not necessarily a good public transportation system. Folks have troubles accessing food because a lot of our supermarkets are along major highways. You know, thinking about Walmart, for example, on 15, not really walkable. You know, Milton has Weiss, which is great, but also not the easiest to access on foot either.
All right, yeah, and a lot, you're talking about a lot of folks out in our rural areas, and that's where a lot of the families on the margin are located out in the rural areas in many cases, as the rents are a little lower, and so then you run into transportation becomes an ongoing need, and boy, family budgets really stretch to the limit there. That becomes common. And you also talk about women particularly susceptible to hunger.
Yeah, women are disproportionately affected more by hunger. Typically, they're the caregiver, they have the children, so those are the populations that are typically affected quite a bit more. So International Women's Day kind of reminds us of that. So that's why we always partner with International Student Services and our Women's Resource Center to give folks some extra information about that.
All right. And, yeah, that's a good point. Having mm-hmm. gone to this a couple of times, there is lots of information and posters available. Mm-hmm. If you just want to scan, I think I saw a video one time that was being presented there. So you really you can get a lot of information mm-hmm. in a shorter time. Well, this coincides nicely with the work that Kyle does, making sure that the gardens are growing around here. And this all really ties to helping to provide food for the masses in one form or another. Tell us about your good work and the gardens that are popping up around here.
Sure. So the Lewisburg Community Garden is about to enter its ninth growing season. It's been around since 2012. It's hard to think about. We had some really major success with the community garden last year, despite it being a pretty horrendous season in many ways. We just about floated away, and the mosquitoes were keeping us out of the garden. But we actually won an award from the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society, a Blue Ribbon Award. We were the only community garden actually outside of the Philadelphia area to be awarded a Blue Ribbon. And very kindly, Lewisburg Mayor Judy Wagner declared December the 4th Community Garden Day in Lewisburg, which was really exciting.
All right, so that's the community garden. That's the one that is on...
It's right downtown, the intersection of Water Street, North Water Street, and St. Anthony, right there next to the Street of Shops complex.
Okay. And on campus, the gardens are... we were at the ribbon cutting last summer, I guess.
Sure. That's the new Bucknell University Farm, actually. So a much larger scale than the Lewisburg Community Garden. The garden's only got about a half an acre of space. The farm has about 5 acres. It's physically located on campus. We technically started last spring, but that was mostly prep work. This is technically going to be the first full operating season at the Bucknell University Farm. Right now, we're really focused on what are we going to be growing to feed the students in Bucknell Dining.
And your goal at this point would be to grow enough food that you're a provider of food for Parkhurst, which is the dining service that serves Bucknell.
Yeah, never the sole provider. We would never have the capacity to really provide all the produce they would need, but we certainly want to provide as much as we possibly can for use in dining.
All right, trying to maximize that space that's available at Bucknell University. And all of this ties into key lessons that you're providing for students that deal with hunger and being sort of part of the solution.
And a lot of it is student-driven is what's really so exciting about it. The students more and more in the past couple of years, Lynn and I have noticed they're coming to us seeing food access as a key issue that they're passionate about and want to take on, partly because of some personal experience that some of them may have had with food insecurity in the past. Even now, you know, there's this myth that everybody at Bucknell has plenty of money and has enough food in their bellies. That's not true. We have food access issues even in some of our core student population. So it's been really heartening, actually, to see them step up and bring this issue to the forefront to support themselves and their peers and the local community.
Define food insecurity. Security and food access, please.
Sure. I don't have the perfect textbook definition for it, but food insecurity is when you lack access to not necessarily food, period, but the healthy, nutritious food that you need to get to keep your body function appropriately. So you very well might have access to a gas station, for example, and you get your Cheetos. You might still be deemed food insecure, though, in that context because you can't get the healthy food. Areas like Milton, for example, are termed a food desert because there simply isn't enough healthy options to feed that population, and it ties into transportation access. Like Lynn was saying. So food access is simply, you can't think of it just in terms of how many grocery stores are in our town. You know, in Lewisburg, we have 2 major grocery stores, 2 amazing farmers markets. That's a lot of food potential, but if people can't physically get to it, it's still an issue.
Mm-hmm. All right, and food insecurity is this same concept where future meals, not necessarily your next meal per se, that's kind of a catchphrase, but meals in the future are a question mark as to whether you'll be able to afford them, and maybe if transportation, you live in a rural area, could you get to the store to get them?
Absolutely. It's an ongoing issue that kind of ebbs and flows. Not necessarily everybody deals with it on a daily basis, and it's hard to prepare for the future. Even we saw just recently with the government shutdown, that was going to have a potential impact on SNAP, food stamp benefits, for example. Mm-hmm. So it's a very rocky time for people in terms of food access, so I think these community-based endeavors are more necessary than ever before, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot of our patrons at Community Harvest were really deeply affected by the shutdown because they weren't receiving their SNAP benefits or some of the other resources that were they were used to. So that was a very stressful time.
Okay, March 7th is the Empty Bowls event on the Bucknell campus, $10. And you can buy tickets in advance. Go to bucknell.edu and you'll see click-throughs there. 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. and again 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And there'll be all kinds of information to answer questions that you may have for this group of spokespeople at that time. And they'll both be there at times during the whole event. They're not expected to stay in the cafeteria for 9 hours, but I'll tell you, you'll be there a lot that the particular day. So, all right, and you got two events tomorrow. Kyle, tell us about those.
Yeah, we have a couple events happening related to the Lewisburg Community Garden tomorrow. At 6:30 p.m. at the Union County Public Library, our biology professor, Mark Spiro, is going to be discussing seeds, so germination, collection, storage of seeds, and that's going to be followed by a seed swap with lots of our local gardeners kind of sharing their own seeds and things that we've got donated from other companies. Also tomorrow night from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Chipotle in Lewisburg on Highway 15, it's just going to be a general fundraiser for the Lewisburg Community Garden. The goal of these funds is to build some new waist-high accessible raised beds for people to use at the community garden.
All right, so that's folks can help out with that. Two events tomorrow. Where can I get more information on those if I need to be reminded or I want another fact about them?
Sure. The Lewisburg Community Garden has a really active Facebook page, so just go to Facebook and search for Lewisburg Community Garden. We also have our website, which is long, lewisburgcommunitygarden.blogs.bucknell.edu. And right now we are accepting applications for plot rental for the 2019 season. Applications became available last Friday, and we're taking applications through March the 22nd.
All right. Big topics, big solutions, but you got a lot of people activated to get this going. So thank you so much for that. Lynn Pearson, Assistant Director for Community Service at Bucknell, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for inviting us.
I do appreciate that. And Kyle Bray, Assistant Director for Service Learning at Bucknell. Thank you, sir.
Always happy to be here.
And lots more information at bucknell.edu.